Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, December 19th, 2022. I'm Tom Merritt. NVIDIA announced it is removing GameStream, its feature that lets users stream PC games from a desktop to a Shield TV and then play them on a TV at up to 60 frames per second and 4K resolution. The service will be removed from Shield devices in a software update coming in mid-February. NVIDIA recommends that users install Steam Link to stream PC games to their Shield TV. Open source implementations of GameStream like Moonlight also will continue to be an option. Twitter CEO Elon Musk posted a poll asking if he should step down as head of Twitter, and 57.5% of more than 17.5 million respondents chose yes. Musk has previously said he would not stay in the position of CEO forever. The poll came after Twitter posted that it would rely on user polls to guide policy changes. For instance, Twitter briefly prevented users from linking to selected social networks, including Facebook and Truth Social, before reversing that policy and beginning a poll. Saturday, Musk conducted a poll asking if suspended journalists should be reinstated. 58.7% said yes to that poll, and most journalists were reinstated, though the Washington Post's Taylor Lorenz was suspended after the poll. Google plans to roll out client-side encryption, that's right, end-to-end encryption, to Gmail, as it has done for Drive and other products. Google Calendar is testing it in beta as well. The end-to-end encryption will prevent Google from seeing what is in user emails. That's what end-to-end encryption does. But it will also require users to manage their own encryption keys. The program is only available for Google Workspace Enterprise Plus and Education Standard and Plus accounts, at least at first. YouTube unveiled a program called Courses to bring more structured learning experiences to the platform. In addition to videos, teachers can publish reading materials and questions right on YouTube and may charge a fee if they wish. The features are in beta and will roll out to users in India soon. Epic Games has agreed to pay $520 million to the U.S. Federal Trade Commission to resolve allegations that it violated online privacy protections in Fortnite. The FTC has filed two civil suits, one that Epic had collected personal information of players younger than 13 without notifying parents and enabling voice and text chat for those users by default. Epic's going to pay $275 million in a civil penalty for alleged violations of the Child Online Protection Act in relation to those allegations. A further $245 million in consumer refunds will also be paid to resolve a second complaint that Epic used banned methods called dark patterns to get customers to pay for in-game items and create obstacles to canceling payments. Epic also agreed to make further changes to Fortnite to protect users. The European Commission is beginning an antitrust investigation into Meta over Facebook Marketplace. The EC will look into whether Facebook abuses its dominant position in the marketplace to unfairly collect data from rival online classified services. The EC notes that Facebook users are forced to have access to Marketplace, whether they want to or not, when they sign up for the social network. And Facebook can gather data from their activities on the social network to inform its marketplace practices. Mexico's consumer protection agency, Profeco, says it will file a lawsuit against Ticketmaster over its handling of ticket sales for Bad Bunny shows December 9th and 10th in Mexico City. More than 1,600 fans were denied entry after being told their tickets were not genuine, even though the tickets were issued by Ticketmaster. You have to use the Ticketmaster app to show them, after all. Ticketmaster claims that they were, in fact, fake tickets and that the system became overwhelmed by the number of fakes, therefore causing a disruption in its detection system that then caused some legitimate tickets to be incorrectly flagged as fake. And the company has promised to issue refunds plus a 20% compensation fee for those tickets. Google says it experienced the most search traffic in its 25-year history during the FIFA World Cup final on Sunday. Fans were searching for updates, of course, but also for historical records like how many hat tricks and penalty decisions had happened in World Cup history. Binance decided not to bail out FTX earlier this year, but it will rescue another digital currency company affected by FTX's collapse. Voyager Digital filed bankruptcy earlier this year and plans to sell its FTX holdings, but those are now worth much less. So Binance.us has agreed to buy Voyager Digital's assets for $1.022 billion. Binance plans to return Voyager customers' holdings to them and transfer Voyager holdings to Binance US. Customers will be able to liquidate those holdings for cash if they wish. Finally, Puck.news and The Athletic's sources say Apple has backed out of its talks on a deal to get the NFL Sunday ticket package next year. The Athletic says Apple wanted international rights and in-market game streams. Sportico previously reported that the NFL opposed Apple's idea of including Sunday ticket with Apple TV Plus at no additional cost. Whatever the reason, the word on the street is that Amazon and Google, for YouTube, are now the top contenders to get the NFL package next year. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.